So here's what you need to know about cryptocurrency scams and TikTok. So what happens typically is you'll be scrolling on TikTok when you come across a video that shows a pile of cash. There's a creator that says that they earn this stack of money in just a few days by investing in cryptocurrencies. So you may not know much about cryptocurrency, but this investor can help you get the same kind of return for a modest fee. Better yet, they have a 100% guarantee that they can triple your money in less than a week. So whenever you contact the supposed investor, they will be polite, they'll be professional. Then they'll ask you to send them money. So usually a few $100 to start through a digital wallet service like PayPal, Zelle, or Venmo. Then they may even ask you to purchase the cryptocurrency yourself and then send it to them. So then they say that they invest the money in the stock market where it allegedly starts multiplying right away. So as always, the scam isn't what it seems. When you try to get your money back, the scammer will claim that you need to pay fees. At first, these amounts may seem harmless since your few hundred dollars has now turned into a few thousand dollars. So what's the harm in spending a couple hundred, right? So scammers will try to extend this con for as long as possible to get as much money out of you as they can. They may ask for fees several times, always promising you that you will get much more back than what you were spending. So if you question them, they may resort to scare tactics, telling you that if you don't pay, you're going to miss out on a giant return, or that they're going to take legal actions against you. Unfortunately, any money that you send will end up in the scammer's pockets. You will not be getting a return on your investment, and you won't be getting your initial deposit back either. So we have a few tips to avoid money flipping scams. So always use good judgment. Get-rich-quick schemes and investments that are too good to be true or that are guaranteed to give you a huge return are nearly always scams. So again, if an offer sounds too good to be true, it probably is. You want to make sure that you're doing your research. Before you contact someone through TikTok or another social media platform, look up their name, phone number, and their company name if they have one online. So if they've conned others, you'll likely find complaints against them online about it. So you can just go to Google, type all that in, followed by scam, and it should pop up then. Another thing is don't give in to scare tactics. So if an investor contacts you, they may try to convince you that the investment will only work if you act right now, or if you've already sent them funds, they may threaten you with legal action if you don't pay their fees. In any case, don't give in to scare tactics. Recognize this as a hallmark of a scam. And finally, understand how digital wallet services work. Treat any money you send through a digital wallet service like cash. Once you send that money, there will be little that you can do to get it back if it turns out that you were scammed. So it's best to use these apps only whenever you know the people and you trust them.